support our coverage with a free account on Privacy, the service that keeps you protected when shopping online. Get $5 to try it now by using promo code QZZ2J.
All right, so next up we have Johan Inden. He's a president from Volvo Penta Marine.
Correct.
So tell me what you guys are doing here at CES.
Well, we're obviously in the marine industry. We do a propulsion system for boats. We typically explain them as from propeller to helm. So both the drive systems for boats with the propellers, the engine or power plant, you would say, and also your helm station with your glass cockpit, your steering wheel, your throttles, your joystick system, all of that is within our scope of supply. Here at CES, we're doing an evolution of our platform. So we press released this morning a new edition, a larger size of our famous propulsion system called the IPS. So we're stretching up significantly in size of boats. We're extending the speed ranges we can serve. We're doing an innovative power platform, which gives you a track towards sustainability in the marine sector. I think that's one of the key points here. We want to show a vision for how you drive the sustainability and decarbonization track for marine. And then in addition to that, we're adding, based on our software layer, we're adding a couple of functions in terms of diagnostics and how you can really control your sustainability track to control your emissions and how much fuel you burn, simply.
Now, I'm a sailing enthusiast. I don't own a sailboat. I watch all in proxy through YouTube, and I see what's happening in that industry with some of them trying to go electric and the challenges.
Yes.
And so they always have to have, a diesel-burning motor, and sometimes they get drag power back. And, you know, there's lots of solutions that are trying out there, but the range is still limited and all that stuff. So you talked about the sustainability and lowering the carbon footprint. What is that specifically?
So I think your reflection is really good. So the marine industry obviously need to join the journey and the transformation of society towards carbon neutrality. And as a company, we have committed, you know, there is something called the science-based target where you make your external commitment to be a net zero company by 2050. So we are part of that journey and are actively driving our decarbonization of our products. However, if you take any type of marine equipment that does longer journeys on the water, you can't load enough batteries in a boat right now.
Never.
So you get in this conundrum of, okay, either I just continue as is or I wait for the batteries. And that's, of course, not an okay way to, because then the industry will stand still. So you need to find what are the incremental steps we're taking and how are we building a platform that is future-proof for this. So this is what we're doing. So we have a highly efficient propulsion system. The pod system we use typically gives you 30% fuel savings as compared to a regular shaft installation as such, hardware. So that's the drive and the propellers.
Right.
On top of that, we're building an engine system where you have a twin engine input to each drive that you use. And today, those would typically be ICEs or diesel engines. But you can exchange one of the engines for an electric engine, or you can exchange both of them to an electric engine. And when you have an electric pod, you can start feeding that by either a battery pack or a bank of gensets. The gensets might run on HVO, which is a green fuel,
right,
or in the future on methanol or different options. And you can have a fuel cell feeding the system as well. So the architecture of the platform allows for flexibility on what type of power or how you create your power on the vessel. So that's the first level of flexibility.
You know, in the end, though, you have a big boat.
Exactly.
It takes a lot of power.
It does.
A lot. And I don't think people even realize how big, like, if you're talking about a container ship.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's a lot of power.
That's a lot of power.
Yeah.
But even if you're talking about, you know, someone that has a 30 or 40-foot cruiser, there's still a couple of diesels down there.
There are, yes.
You know, and they're burning a lot of fuel. So, again, I think you're right in the incremental steps. I personally don't know if we'll ever completely get there. I don't know. Maybe I'm a little bit of a pessimist on this part, but sailboats maybe. But I don't know about bigger ships.
No, but I'm sure we'll get there.
I'm glad you're.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but we will. And I'll give you one another clue to what we're building then. So first of all, you got this flexibility, which means that over time you can start electrifying the entire system. And of course, I mean, today, and this is one of the hidden secrets, if you have your diesel boat and then you go to a station that that has HVO100 fuel, suddenly you have 95% reduction of your carbon emissions.
Interesting.
So there are so many things you can do already today. But let's get back to what we are doing.
Sure.
Then. So the twin engine input to this pod, and typically, or you always put two or three or four pods in a boat, depending size of pod, means that you will have four, six, or eight engines in this type of system. So you don't go for the two huge engines,
right,
but rather you get a power plant consisting of smaller engines.
That's curious.
And we're doing a software layer on top of this, which means that you can switch on and off the engines exactly to the power that you're actually asking for. So when you go slow, you don't run all the engines.
Right.
So that's the second level of savings that you do. First, the very effective pod system. Second, what we call the eco mode. Then you only run the number of engines that you need for the power level that you require. So both of those two steps to start with significantly reduces your consumption. And we're talking 30 to maybe 50% consumption reduction only by those two. And then you start adding the factor of sustainable fuels, better battery capacity, and the fact that you can pull some of the energy from a battery bank that you have charged. And in the future, and future is not too distant when it comes to fuel cells, you'd be able to start building a platform which drives you towards that zero emissions. So I'll, as I said, there is a future for this and a pathway.
So the boat manufacturers, you guys are in the power plants.
Yes.
What are the response from the boat manufacturers? How are they? Are they coming on board? Are they all in 100%? Are, you know, what's that looking like?
It differs, of course, but highly engaged, I would say, for some of them. And they see as well that the marine industry, to make it over time, like any industry, we need to drive the sustainability path, need to be contemporary with where is the society moving, need to show that we are making the same commitments as any other industry. And it goes both for the leisure side, but if you look at the even more forward-leaning companies, it's on our marine commercial side. So I'll give you one example. We do power quite a lot of vessels working with servicing offshore wind farms. And that's, as you know, it's a scaling industry right now.
Right.
Europe has built quite a lot of footprint. There are plans in the US as well to do this. Typically, the companies operating the wind farms are energy companies like Danish Ørsted or Vattenfall or others, which have a very strong sustainability track and a commitment to carbon neutrality. They want to control all the way down to what is the power plant in the boat. So they help designate our solutions into the vessels to make sure that their total footprint is reduced. So there are some companies who are really leaning forward on that and driving this industry. So if I compare our commercial operators and our commercial customers with the leisure side, the commercial side is really kind of pulling this market or pushing this market forward.
It makes sense. It would make sense that they would go first. All right, so where, you guys are blown away. I know you are. So where can they find more information about what you guys are doing? For the website and,
First of all, volvopenta.com is our source of what we do. Also, this morning we issued a press release where you have links to our press contacts and where you can get more information on our solutions. But volvopenta.com is the kind of common place for us to show what we're doing. And then you'll find us on more or less every marine fair that you have around the world. Next one here of the big ones is the Miami Boat Show, obviously. We'll be there. We'll be over in Europe. We're in Düsseldorf, which is the largest boat show in the world.
Do you guys already have a YouTube channel?
No, we don't.
You need one.
That's a good option.
You need one. Johan, thank you so much. This is cool stuff. You know, again, I'm kind of an observer of the marine whole ecosystem and exciting.
Thank you very much for having us here.
Yeah, absolutely.
The Tech Podcast Network CES 2024 coverage is executive produced by Michelle Mendez. Technical directors are Kurt Corliss and Adam Barker. Associate producers are Nancy Ertz, Clinton Millsap, Sergio Velasquez, and Terry Willingham. Voiceover by Aaron Hurst. Our hosts are Marlo Anderson, Don Bain, Todd Cochran, Scott Ertz, and Christopher Jordan. Studio and equipment are provided by Plunkett's Productions. This has been a Tech Podcast Network broadcast, copyright 2024.